Alfie, Joey and Charlie Charlton at breakfast.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
It's 25 past eight. You're listening to BBC Newcastle. Now imagine that your hands shake so much you can't make a cup of tea or even open a can. Well, that is life, everyday life for thousands upon thousands of people in the North East. However, there is new hope from scientists at Durham University.
Yeah, they've discovered a mechanism in the spine which works to counteract the brain waves which produce tremors. Research leader Stuart Baker is a professor of movement neuroscience at Newcastle University. He says everyone suffers minor shakes, so they decided to look at why all of us don't have severe tremors.
The idea that we had was that perhaps there's some system within the nervous system which is actually trying to get rid of tremor. An active system. And that's what we went out to search for, and we found it. We found that in the spinal cord in our experiments. And it's a system which is actively trying to remove and reduce tremor. And you can think of it like this, that whenever the brain says push, the spinal cord says pull, and vice versa. And that greatly reduces the amount of tremor that we suffer in everyday life.
Professor Baker says that their findings are going to have considerable benefits for those suffering from tremors.
The first thing we can do is to think it actually lets us think about tremor in a different way. It lets us understand how tremor is produced and how it's not being cancelled out by the system. And that's a useful way of thinking about disease. But it also starts to let us understand how existing treatments might work. It might sound rather remarkable, but drugs and surgical options that are prescribed and used to treat tremor, often very effective, but we don't actually understand how they work. And now we've got these concepts of a spinal system removing tremor, it might actually give us some insight into how existing treatments work, and that might let us make those treatments better.
And he says there could eventually be a cure for those with tremors.
I think that's very likely. Research in neuroscience is proceeding at great pace, and it's very likely that, I would think, over the next 20 years, we'll have really greatly improved treatments for these sort of diseases.
So there could be a cure, which, of course, would be great news for people like Norma Riley. She's from Lanchester in County Durham and has suffered from tremors for the last 3 years.
I could be just standing talking to somebody, and then all of a sudden, I'll just sudden go right or left at speed and fall down. And then after that, I started to get tremors in my hands, in my fingers especially, the three in from the outside, the four hands. And now, on the left hand, I haven't got a lot of grip with it. It's left it weak. Over the last 3 years, it's obviously, you know, got to me a bit. It makes you very frustrated because it curtails what you can do. Because I can't go out by myself at all. I've got to wait for somebody taking me out.
She says her condition has had a big impact on her quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, you get depressed with it as well, because when you've been used to being active, and then suddenly find that things, you can't do the things you used to do, you know, you get frustrated and you get depressed. And but they say they can't treat this orthostatic trauma. So it's affected my speech as well.
That was Norma Riley from Lanchester there, who's suffered from shakes for 3 years. New hope for her and others with that breakthrough from Newcastle University.